Now here is the prophecy, and I'll begin reading in verse 2 of chapter 45. Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, unto thee, O Baruch, thou didst say, woe is me now, for the Lord hath added grief to my sorrow. I fainted in my sighing, and I find no rest. Now, things were bad during the reign of Jehoiakim, but it was nothing what was going to follow. The real bad time was coming later. So that Jeremiah gives him this prophecy at that time to encourage him. And here it is. Thus shalt thou say unto him. This is verse 4 now of chapter 45. The Lord saith thus, behold, that which I have built will I break down, and that which I have planted I will pluck up, even this whole land. And he wanted Baruch to know that what was happening there, God was the one who was responsible for it. And he assumed full responsibility. Therefore, Baruch can go along with the program. Verse 5, and seekest thou great things for thyself? Seek them not. For behold, I'll bring evil upon all flesh, saith the Lord, for thy life will I give unto thee for a prey in all places where thou goest. I think what he's doing is making clear to Baruch, a young man, you can't expect at this period in the history of this nation to arrive at some high goal yourself. This is a troubled time, and if you come through it with your life, and God says here that he intends to bring this man through it all. This evidently was a great encouragement to Baruch, the associate and friend of Jeremiah.